which is another thing. I don't know if that's necessarily more illegal, but it's definitely meaner. Sorry. Make a spinoff to this podcast called Mean Pop, where it's just like mean things people have done.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Crime Pop. My name's Sydney Bowman, and today I'm joined with Trevor Lister.
Hi there.
And Jeff Weirich.
Hello.
So we're the podcast where we talk about fictional crime as if it were real. And today it's Trevor's turn to take it away.
And this is totally not something that we did in a previous recording session.
No, that would be crazy.
All right, so we're going to try this again for the first time. My topic for this week is John Wick. You know him, you know him.
You know him, you know him.
You know him. Okay, sorry, let me turn my funny bone on real quick. We'll break the fourth wall. We'll break all the walls. I'm going to go over some things that we went over in the last recording, just talking about the John Wick universe, actually really just focusing on the first movie. I don't want to get too far into any of the extra story that goes on. I just want to focus on the bounty hunters, focusing on John Wick, and focusing on the Russian mafia. So this story, by the way, this story has one of my favorite archetypes, the anti-hero. Absolute favorite. Whenever there's an anti-hero, there can be a total crap story and I'll be entertained. Just because like I like the idea of a person that is not like meant to be a hero or just doesn't have the qualities of a hero, but they end up in that role. I think it's just an awesome idea. So we have John Wick, who is not, I guess he's not necessarily a good or a bad person, right? Because as an assassin, I think you mentioned before when we were talking, Jeff, that assassins are kind of pure just because like they do their job and that's it. No intentions behind it, right?
Right.
Whereas like with the mafia, I asked both of you and you said that the mafia, when you compare it to a group of assassins, is just objectively bad, right?
Yeah, right.
Hold on. How long has it even been since we did this?
What, like recorded an episode?
Yeah. 2 weeks?
Week and a half.
Week and a half?
Like two, some, I, listen, man. It was in the past. Who can say?
Oh, fair enough. Okay. The movie opens up with this man who loses everything in his world, which is his wife. Shortly after he loses his wife, he receives a gift of a lovely little dog. I don't remember the name. Maybe it's Daisy or something. I don't remember.
Probably Daisy, yeah.
Who knows? But a lovely little dog and an awesome car, a 69 Mustang, I think.
Wow.
And yeah. And he loses that to some punk from the Russian mafia who has no idea who John Wick is. The kid just knows that he likes the car and he's willing to go break into this guy's house, kill his dog, steal the car.
Daisy, no.
Aw.
It's way worse now that we've got a name.
Oh, I mean, yeah. So this kid, like he's so proud of himself. He's so happy. He takes this car to a chop shop. When he takes the car in, the owner of the place punches this kid in the face and the kid's just dumbstruck. He's like, I'm the son of the leader of the mafia. Why'd you do that? He's like, go tell your dad. I'll see you later. And then, train of thought is totally fucked. Because this is all deja vu. I'm sorry. It's just like...
Yeah, I know. Should we mention what happened? Like, why we keep referencing the previous recording?
Oh, definitely. Because I don't think we posted on any social media, right?
No. Did we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, Jeff, take it away.
So, we record these usually chunks at a time. Just we have a back catalog. But between everybody's schedule being busy, we only had enough time for like a single recording this last session, and it was the one that needed to be due. And so we recorded it, and that was it. Like we all had the audio together, and when I got time to sit down and edit it, and it was going to be tight, but when I got time to sit down and edit it, I noticed that the audio about halfway through just vanishes, and so it's just gone. And so we just couldn't release it, and at that point we wouldn't have been able to run together to record another one.
Man, it's so sad.
It was sad. It was the first big loss.
Because
so now we're here.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Just gonna say because the week before that was the apocalypse.
Right. Yeah. Texas got shut down. And I just couldn't edit or record. And now we're here doing the same episode. It's like two back to back were the same episode. So it is a lot of like deja vu moments.
All right. Well, I hope everybody understands. And we're going to try to get through this episode so that we can get on to some of our new content. Well, new for us. All this is new for every one of you, but let's get back into it. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, so we have John Wick, we have the Russian mafia, and we have this kid who just made the biggest mistake of his life, and he doesn't even realize it. Like, he's just some cocky kid that thinks he can do whatever he wants. And then when he goes to talk with his father, he finds out, like, whoa, what's going on? I'm supposed to just be able to do anything I want. Because his dad, I think his dad slaps him in the face or something. Like, he just, like, he lets this kid know, uh-oh, Craig.
Craig.
What?
Worthless.
What happened?
Why would I want?
He's taking a nap.
Yeah, fucking bastard. All right, keep going. Maybe he'll come back.
Oh, man, I hope so. But we should definitely set up another backup after this recording.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
Okay. We'll check our recordings before we move on. Anyway, John Wick is portrayed as the boogeyman in the eyes of the mafia. Or not even the boogeyman. I think they say he's the man that killed the boogeyman, which I think if you go deep into the John Wick lore, that's like referencing the impossible tasks that John Wick had to accomplish to actually leave the assassin guild, like to leave his old life behind so he could be with his wife. Sadly, it just didn't work out. So John Wick is not somebody that you want to piss off, and this kid pissed him off, sending John on a very focused rampage. And I would just like to stop and think, that would be absolutely terrifying if you knew, like anybody knew, of a single person in the world that just hated you and focused on nothing but you. I'd be terrified in real life. Like, not even if somebody, like, has John Wick skills, but just imagine someone has it out for you.
Like, that level of determination, like, every thought that person ever has is to do you harm.
Yeah, exactly. And with the world being connected as it is, like, people can just do it online if they want to.
That's pretty scary.
The beginning of the movie, like the first, I guess, 15 or 20 minutes really sets up the tone for the rest of the movie. Like, the kid messed up. John Wick is pissed off and he is just going to beeline for this guy. And that's basically it. The mafia from there just tries to put barrier after barrier in between John Wick and the son. But of course, like, nothing he does is going to stop John Wick from getting his revenge, because he literally took away the only things that mattered to him. Like, he just wanted to live out his life, be a happy guy. So I'd like to compare the characters, John Wick, or not really the characters, but I'd like to compare John Wick with the mafia. But first, I want to sidestep for a moment and go back to another topic that we had, bounty hunters in real life. What are the bounty hunters that you guys know?
So there's Dog.
Oh, whoa.
That's about it.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to help fill us in, if you know of any other bounty hunters, leave a comment. Let us know.
Right.
No, but I don't know. Doc's the only one I can really think of. I guess the others are probably just like regular people contracted through some sort of law enforcement agency. And right. I guess it's just a very like regular, boring job. Or maybe not boring, but regular, I suppose.
Sure.
And I guess that has changed. I guess the concept of a bounty hunter has changed over time. Like, because imagine, I don't know, early 1900s, 1850s. What was a bounty hunter like back then?
1800s? I mean, that's like cowboy time.
Yeah, cowboys and... Yeah.
I mean, you know, back then, like, you would... Towns would probably be hanging up bounty posters, like, on bulletin boards outside the saloon and whatnot. That's what they do in Red Dead, I mean.
The best reference.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. I'm trying to make another comparison. So we have this assassin guild in John Wick. Like, there's this whole Continental Hotel full of assassins. And I guess... when I think of these assassins, I can make a comparison in my mind between the older bounty hunters in the old Wild West and these assassins. Like, would you say they're more similar than, I don't know. But that's the comparison that I'm making. What do you guys think?
I mean, I think that the Old West bounty hunters are closer to John Wick than John Wick is to... Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Great.
Yeah. I think that's probably a fair comparison.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I don't know. The only thing I can picture is both of them running through the streets, like chasing some like teenager. That's all I can picture.
Yep. Now, I guess now all I'm thinking about is Cartman. South Park. Anyway, we don't need to get too far into that. Going to things the mafia is portrayed as doing in this film. So I have my little list here. So at the top of the list, killed a dog and stole a car. Yeah. And then they threaten people, assault people. They are murderers. They hire assassins to kill people, do drugs. They're involved in money laundering, chop shops. At some point, they reveal this entire stash of information that they're using to blackmail important people. And the last thing I have, maybe prostitution. I don't know.
That was 11 things.
11 things. And all I can really get for John is he kills people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I hate to say like, oh, we talked about this last time, but I'm going to say it anyway. So we talked about this last time about how the story is framed around John and that kind of changes our perspective of him. So I just think that's really interesting that like stories, if they're told in a certain way, like change your mind about someone. Like, because if you're just given this profile, right? Like this guy's an assassin. He's killed, God, I don't know, 300 people or whatever. And that's the only thing you know about him. Are you going to say, oh, that's a pretty nice guy? Or what are you going to think?
Right. Like not... Not knowing the movie, I think I said this last time, but not knowing the movie is called John Wick, and he's played by Keanu Reeves, if you just like laid out the information of the movie, it's probably would be hard to call one of them the good guy or like, you know, what have you. It, like, if you don't know the end, like you don't know who wins between the two, you probably wouldn't know who the movie is focused against because they're both, like, both parties are still pretty bad.
Especially if you were to take out, like, the first, what, 10-ish minutes of the movie where the dog dies and everything. You definitely wouldn't know who to side with.
No, like, let's say we start in the basement scene where he's just digging up, like, concrete. Like, that's a scary scene. It's very, very, brooding.
I think a big part of making somebody the person the audience is supposed to sign with is making them sympathetic right out the gate. Like, you're immediately sad for John Wick.
Yeah, and again, I think I mentioned this last time, like, if you don't side with John Wick, then you hate sick people and puppies.
Right. So.
Anyway, so we have this character that we have decided is good, but his only mission in life is to go through as many people as he needs to kill just one more person. And he does accomplish his goal, spoiler alert, and...
Yeah, spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah, and I think it's just a really cool testament to his character that when he is sitting in front of this kid, like he's down on the ground bleeding, like he doesn't like want him to suffer. Like literally he just wants this person gone.
No cool action speech.
Mm-hmm. No, just like two or three bullets. I don't remember how he put it, like done. Yeah, like I said, kind of nice for his character. From there, the story kind of winds down. The mafia boss has been trying to protect his son as much as possible, obviously to no avail. And then in the end, he tries to just take John Wick out. And in the end, John Wick ends up going after the mob boss himself. And I think he was provoked into doing this. Like, John Wick didn't really care what happened to him, but because he was being hunted, he had to retaliate. But I think his revenge just stopped at the kid. I say kid, but he's like in his mid-20s or something like that. Yeah, I don't really know how much more to go through this. I'm really afraid if I continue too much more, the deja vu is just really going to take over. So what are some of your thoughts about assassins, the mafia, John Wick?
Something you had asked last time was which overall was worse.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, I think that assuming there's an actual secret order of assassins in the world, you know, it's still like, not to say that it's, or not to imply that it's justified because it's a job and they're getting paid to do it. But again, like we said, that's all that is for them. Like, you still have to be some level of not a good person to do a job like that. But it's not like you're doing it. Well, I mean, I don't know. Some people are probably doing it because they like to kill. A lot could just be doing it because they're good at it. And that's what they were trained to do.
And I bet the money's pretty good.
Right. I'd imagine. Right. I mean, like, if you can do that.
I mean, look at John Wick's house.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, the mafia don't just do it bad things for a job. Like, they specifically take actions to hurt people just for the sake of hurting people and making themselves more successful down the line, which I guess is the same as an assassin. But I mean, mafia just does it for the kicks, though, sometimes.
Yes, it's a group of assassins, but they're each individually going after, like, certain people individually, right? Mm-hmm. With the mafia, it's, like, a combination of people, like, an organization that's, like, built their entire livelihood around crime in every sense of the word. And so, to me, that seems drastically more intense.
Another thing to the point you said earlier, Trevor, like when John Wick just killed him, and, like, didn't toy with him or talk to him. That's another like assassin trait of like, he's dead, job's done. The mafia kidnap him and torture or capture him and torture him at one point.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just do a straight kill.
Yeah. So you guys are hinting on that. Really, it's intent that makes us feel one set of emotions for one group and one set of emotions for the other. Like, oh, because they are wanting to do this, and the objective is to hurt people or to, you know, cause terror, things like this. That is probably worse than the person that is just doing it for the job. Like, it's just a straight, it's more of a simple act, right? Last thing. Sydney, you hinted, you're like, or one of you, I don't remember, saying like, oh, if there is a group of secret assassins, well, I did just like the smallest amount of research, like, oh, can you hire an assassin?
Oh boy.
Yeah, I had to do my research, you know?
Yeah.
And Quora or Bing Answers or whatever the heck it was I ended up on, I don't know. They were like, yeah, if you know your way around the dark web, go ahead. But they also mentioned, like, anybody could be an assassin. And that's when I sent you guys that picture. Your grandma could be an assassin.
And now Trevor is flagged on every international front.
Yep.
Web.
Yep. Good thing I'm not flying anywhere.
Good thing your state's in a state of emergency right now.
That's true. Anyway, though, I think that's really all I have. And yeah, no, this.
Yeah, it's interesting the way that movie portrays that. Like, I'm trying to think of an example of things like Fiverr, where you can just sign up and see a list of jobs and hit accept. Like, that's how I'd imagine assassins are in real life. Like, you go to this website, like, we need this done. And if you have like a premium account, you can be like, yeah, I'll do that.
So it's not just for like but photo that, editing now, it's for
yeah.
right,
hire
right,
for right. murder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so we're not getting them as a sponsor. That's okay. But in John Wick, it's like a guild almost.
Do you think there's Fiverr for assassins?
Yeah, probably. It's called Sniper.
Nice.
Thanks, oh my god, Jeff, patent that, please.
Oh no, I'm not getting anywhere near that.
Oh boy.
Really? Oh boy.
So I guess as a movie, I love the simplicity of it. Like, I absolutely do. Like, it's got one objective, which is portray a lot of violence, and it accomplishes that. No, but like I said before, I just really like the story of a character that does not really have like too many redeeming qualities. Like, he's very compassionate. He seems like a kind individual. We don't know. Maybe I'm just like projecting Keanu Reeves onto John Wick. but either way, he has very few redeeming qualities, yet he is the person we want to follow and we want to see succeed in his journey here. And like I said, I just like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great, great concept for a movie.
I mean, obviously it was good enough to get like two or three sequels, so.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves said that he'll keep making those as long as the fans want them, which is a dangerous thing to say. You'll just make those forever.
Look at
Caleb's gonna be so happy.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
But look at the Fast and Furious. He's like, it can go forever.
Oh, yeah. Two John, two Wick. Well, I'm all about it. I mean, it's not gotten stale yet, you know? For as simple as it is, like, especially between the first and the second, the only main thing that changed was why John is angry. like, you get more bits of the overall story, but it's still, I'm just like, it's still the same, same easy to follow premise.
All right, are we ready to get out of here?
Sorry, before we do, I just want to say, fuck you, Craig.
Yeah, fuck Craig. Title of this episode is Fuck Craig.
All right, well, that concludes another episode of Crime Pop. Thank you guys for listening. We would really appreciate it if you would follow us on Twitter and support us there. You can also check us out on any of your podcast platforms. Go ahead and download for us. That really helps us out as well. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.